This episode is brought to you by Indeed. Stop waiting around for the perfect candidate. Instead, use Indeed-sponsored jobs to find the right people with the right skills fast. It's a simple way to make sure your listing is the first candidate see. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs have 4 times more applicants than non-sponsored jobs. So go build your dream team today with Indeed. Get a $75 sponsored job credit at Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Abercrombie Kids is bringing the cheer all holiday season. And winter break means it's time for new outfits that are both festive and comfy. The last thing they need? New cozy coats for every occasion. Celebrate the season with Abercrombie Kids in the app, online, and in stores.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey! Everybody,
can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part, our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
Allen steps up. Look out. Down he goes again. Daniil Hunter.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Allen picked off by Bullock.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
It's over. The Texans are going to do it.
Today's guests, actor Jake Lacy, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero, plus your phone calls and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show here on a Friday in Los Angeles, California. One game in a week, dozen of the National Football League 2025 season on the outset of the weekend before Thanksgiving week in this calendar year. Good to see everybody out there on Disney Plus and also on ESPN. No, don't worry. I'm not seeing you. You're seeing me. It's just a figure of speech. ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Hello to that audience, as well as Sirius XM Channel 80, and to all the podcast listeners. All 3 hours available every day, how you get such shows. We greatly appreciate everybody who hits us with a subscription there, or subscribe to our YouTube channel as well, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. Just had a very nice chat with Jake Lacy. Chris Brockman, you're about to get a plus one in the Patriot fandom here in the studio. The actor Jake Lacy, many of you may know his work from The White Lotus or when he was the new Jim on The Office. And he's in a terrific show, All Her Fault, available now for streaming exclusively on Peacock, an 8-episode series with a terrific cast. He's going to come out here and be first up on this program today. Tom Pelissero will join us in the middle of this program on a What's More Likely Friday as well, to tell us if Joe Burrow is going to start. News just flashed out of New Jersey. Interestingly enough, Jackson Dart is not going to play this week.
Oh.
So we got lots to talk about on this program.
One more week of Jameis.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. We've already said hello to Chris Brockman. Hello, Rich. Jason Feller. What's up,
hey,
Jay Felly?
What's up, Rich?
Good to see you. TJ Jefferson, is the candle lit over there? I see it's already out. What's going on?
It was lit, and then the wick was small, so now it's out, so we got to work on that.
Yeah, we got to work on that.
I got another one over here.
Sounds like a YP.
Yeah, okay. Replace it when I'm off.
That is the worst John Wick sequel I've ever heard of.
Okay. What's up, fellas?
Good to see him. Listen, we start this show with some breaking news. I've been told Josh Allen just got sacked again. And wait a minute. And he just got sacked again. Yeah, okay. I'm getting real-time updates from
this. Yeah.
Oh, my word. Hey, Houston Texans fans, your team, once upon a time, 0-3. Not anymore. They're above 500. The Ravens aren't the only team that has been roosting atop its division that has been coming on strong. Davis Mills, we'll talk about the Texans later on. I'm sorry, Texans fans. But you got to start with a Buffalo Bills team that is on a roller coaster right now, man. You know, one week they beat the Chiefs to go 6-2. Then they go down to Miami and they lay what is known as a big fat egg.
Mm-hmm.
And then they wind up bringing the Bucks a big helping and heaping serving of a 40 burger on a plate. And Josh Allen, scores three times on the ground, three times in the air, and you're wondering why that day? Because I was going against him in fantasy.
Of course.
44-32 final. Score Gami this. And then 5 days later, they're now 7-3, feeling good about themselves, and they go into Houston, and it's Sackapalooza. One after the other after the other. I believe this one on the screen, this photograph, Will Anderson Jr.
He good.
Landing on top of Josh Allen because Allen had stepped up in the pocket instead of taking off, try to make a play down the field, gave Anderson just enough time to come up with one of his takedowns of Josh Allen that, believe it or not, was not one of his 2.5 sacks because...
2.5?
2.5.
Seemed like he had 13.
It felt like he
two
was
and a half
everywhere.
Sacks, yeah. By the way.
Great follow-up.
Tell Ashton he's now out of that production.
That's not a sack.
That is not, because his momentum pushed him to a two-yard gain, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
But it was not enough, nearly enough, for a first down. And that was the moment where I texted Mike Hoskins, Rich Eisen show coordinating producer, and the biggest Bills fan I know. Did you stop breathing for a second? He said his entire body went numb because Josh Allen looked like he had broken his hand or something. Yeah,
something.
And then all of a sudden he gets up, pops up, goes back to the sidelines. His hands are fine. He's looking at the tablet. And I'm sure he's looking at the tablet going, yep, sacked again.
He might have been like, how do you get 13 guys?
And by the way, it started great for the Bills with James Cook popping one on a third and short for the whole distance.
Great opening drive.
And when the Texans put their foot down and started to gain some traction of their own, I guess Ray Davis was watching my conversation with Luke Russert in support of his Hallmark movie about the Buffalo Bills, saying Ray Davis was in it. I'm like, oh, it's just the latest example of Ray Davis and when you expect James Cook to be. This was on special teams.
Took that personal.
Right? I mean, a spin move on a kick return to give the Bills the lead right back, but then the Texans march down the field, take the lead back again.
Allen threw a pick.
Yeah, he did, because he had to be all over the place with his head and his mind and his eyes and everything, because good Lord. The Texans tying their single-game franchise record with 8 sacks. Last time they had that was Week 12 last year. Tennessee Titans fans may remind that. They also had 8 sacks in the final game of 2015 as well. The only team with more sacks in a game this season, the Denver Broncos against the Jets. I saw it. I called it. It was in London. Can confirm. And the Buffalo Bills now up and down, up and down. Second full game with 0 offensive touchdowns in 2025. He only had 1 in his MVP season last year, Josh Allen. This is coming off a game in which he personally scored 6 or had a hand in 6. And the Bills fall to now 2-7 in Allen's career when he has 0 offensive touchdowns. Consecutive games with 2 interceptions for the first time in 3 seasons. But the worst thing was, you know, it was right there still.
They ran a hook and ladder.
That was unbelievable.
That was insane.
On fourth and forever. And they convert on a hook and ladder. Khalil Shakir in the fourth quarter was making moves that was ridiculous. And the Bills had a chance to go down and tie the game. And as a matter of fact, you know, maybe they go for 2, right? Maybe they go for 2 and or they have a tie.
They missed a PAT
in the first. They would have won it. My bad.
Yeah,
they missed a PAT in their first touchdown. So that was also another mistake that was coming home to roost. They couldn't just kick a field goal, which, by the way, they would have had an opportunity to kick that field goal to tie it off of that hook and ladder rather than a fourth down play that all the folks, at least on my threads feed, was like, why would Josh Allen not throw it to a wide open tight end and try and force it into – you know, one-on-one coverage. It didn't matter anyway, because the reason why the tight end on that final play and that final interception was so wide open, it was an offensive pass interference call. So it didn't matter.
That game was crazy. The referee got hurt.
The referee.
There was so much happening.
It looks like he blew out his Achilles.
Oh, my God. He was.
So a cart comes out for the ref, but not for Josh Allen, who looked like he was done for the year. And then he pops back up, and the Bills are still in it.
Wild.
Despite being sacked all those many times and zero offensive touchdowns for Josh Allen. So the fourth down play call, though, where James Cook just ran it right into the middle of this defensive line. And then you look at Josh Allen saying, you know, what the F are we doing? And you could see Sean McDermott barking into his headset at somebody. I think we can find out who the somebody is. This was Josh Allen after the game on that subject matter. And that's what I think will linger in this mini bye week for the Buffalo Bills. Hit it.
I mean, just frustration on my part. You know, just, yeah, in a situation like that, probably should have just banged a timeout. Just getting, we got the play in late. You know, didn't give ourselves a chance there.
So you could see Josh Allen in the answer, you know, why were you saying, what the F are we doing? You could see he's like saying frustration on my part. You could see, like, if I give the answer that he eventually did get around to, that we didn't get the play call in a timely fashion, that winds up on the lap of his offensive coordinator, who I would imagine is the individual on the business end of Sean McDermott's headset screed. Write that one down. Not a bad fantasy name. The avatar is the head coach of the Bills barking at somebody. And, you know, McDermott is the type of guy who wants to be the coach of the team that's sacking the other quarterback eight times and hitting him a dozen. That's what he's about. And without Ed Oliver and without, you know, the people that we've been used to seeing there in Buffalo, and then seeing Deion Dawkins go in and out of the game, but also flailing at times, just as one of the five offensive linemen on the field to try and protect Josh Allen, who would step up in the pocket, and that's where usually he would take off or make a play, but that was where the second wave of either a rushing Texan or one of the Texans' rushers circling back. I mean, all of them are incredible. Hunter and Anderson, just to name two, obviously. My goodness gracious. They couldn't do a thing. McDermott, after the game, when he was asked if they got out-toughed, out-physicaled.
Well, when they hit their quarterback 12 times, you know, that's I don't like that. I don't like that stat at all. And it's not a healthy way to play or a healthy way to keep our quarterback healthy through the remainder of the season. So, that's just not a good formula right there.
Okay, so the Buffalo Bills, who have, as you know, basically taken over the AFC East house and coming into this season and coming back on the Ravens to start the season and beating the Jets to start the season in New York and then beating Miami at home to start the season 3-0. And then go to New Orleans and have New Orleans come in. And it was a little dicey and be 4-0. That team is now looking up at the New England Patriots, and they're 2.5 games behind them. Two in the actual column here, but we all know the Patriots won that Week 5 game to hand the Bills their first loss of the season. And they are, as of that moment, under 500 in the last 2 months of this campaign. So not looking good, looking like if you look at the AFC East standings where the Bills or the AFC standings where the Bills are now currently behind the Chargers in the sixth seed right now, it sure looks like the Bills, as the Chargers are off this week, they are now neck and neck. Looks like the Bills are going to be, I just went a little higher register, looks like the Bills are going to be a wild card team. And
I don't know about that.
Why would you say that? Oh, you mean like falling out of the playoffs entirely? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, there's some teams,
I don't know, man.
There's some teams catching fire behind.
I understand that. It's also a team that we saw what they did against the Bucs and what they did against the Chiefs and they have a tiebreak against the Chiefs. Every time we always
talk
about
there.
Remember I told you that Bills-Chiefs game was different than any of the other ones where everyone's like, well, it's just the regular season. Let's see what happens when they face each other in the postseason. Well, that win might be the difference between the Bills making the postseason and the Chiefs not.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, the two teams that you mentioned, like, they could fall out because other teams are coming. They've beaten the Ravens. They've beaten the Chiefs. Not bad. Problem is they now don't have a tiebreak with the Texans, who might not win the division because the Colts are so damn good and in front of them. We'll talk about the AFC South in a minute, which is interestingly enough, the Chiefs could help matters for the Texans by beating the Colts, which would make things a little bit crazier in the AFC going into the Thanksgiving week. But it looks like right now the Bills are going to be a wild card team unless the wheels fall off the Patriots wagon. The Bills, coming off of their mini bye, have the Steelers next. They're in Pittsburgh before they face, it's going to be Joe Burrow, because I think Burrow is coming back to take on the Patriots, who the Bills would visit after that game. And then at Cleveland and home for the Jets, winnable games, obviously, with the Eagles coming in. And that may be must-have for both teams. Bills to either still have a shot at the division or stay in front of teams that are right there with them for a wild card spot. And the Eagles might need it for a one seed, depending on what happens between now and then. But this is the way things are with six games left on the Buffalo Bills schedule after they started 4-0. And then they go 3-4. And here's the final six. And they got to protect Josh Allen. This just in. My goodness gracious. I mean, the most important piece of china in their cupboard. And there were pieces all over the floor last night. And at one point, I thought Josh Allen was done for the night. Mm. So did Amazon Prime. My man T-Man, the producer of Thursday Night Football. And that crew got a shot of Mitchell Trubisky with his helmet on real fast. And I think that may be exactly the moment when Mike Hoskins went numb. Because he didn't look like Osweiler. Let me get that helmet out there.
No, he was like, I have to go in this game?
Against those guys who are like, sacking everybody?
Like 51?
Wait a minute.
What?
I was told there would be no math on this test.
Danielle Hunter?
Okay.
By the way, speaking of him, there are some big boys on that Texans defense, man. Like,
we'll talk about that later on. We've got that on the docket. We've got an we've got a What's More Likely Friday, my other games in week 12 that I'm looking forward to seeing. We've got Tom Pelissero with the information on, is Joe Burrow going to be playing or not? The best ability that he's got is his availability, as we know, and he could be available against the Patriots. T. Higgins is a great soundbite on that front that we're going to play for you at the end of the first hour. But let's take a break and bring out the actor Jake Lacy, his first appearance on the Rich Eisen Show. It's going to be a lot of fun. Again, plus one on the Patriots coming
up.
Let's
go.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the Thumbtack app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.
Jake Lacy talking about All Her Fault. Our radio audience just returned. ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. All Her Fault is available for streaming exclusively on Peacock, 8-episode series. And it's based on a novel And the source material is based on a real life incident that happened?
I believe so. I mean, I know the novel part is true,
right.
And I would hate to be incorrect in saying this was
right.
was based on a true event. But the novel and our show are like, there's similarities, there's differences. I read the book in order to have like some more textural understanding maybe, or to fill in parts that we weren't going to have time to address in the show. But ultimately, you're like reading that script as kind of the bedrock of what you're building off of. Mm-hmm. At no point was I on set like, you know, in chapter six, actually this happens. I don't know if we want to address that.
I should do it this way. Plus, what a great cast too. Jay Ellis, who we saw in the clip, he's been here as well. Same thing with Michael Pena. We'll tell you he's a better golfer than he is an actor, whatever.
He would spend so much time on set. He'd be like, my knee's all messed up because of the way that I swing. I can't seem to.
I'm
about to roll, dude. Like,
I'm not lying then, right? I mean,
no. He flew in. I hadn't met him yet. We've been there for 24 hours or whatever. Yeah. We're both jet lagged as hell. And I get there. I go, you done a fitting or whatever? He goes, no, I just came from the golf course. Like, he flew in and they drove him to play 18 holes. And then he's like, it helps me get over the jet lag. It's like, okay, dude.
What?
I love it.
What?
I love it. He's fully committed.
What an amazing excuse that. I got to use
he's an
that.
Animal.
Fantastic.
Okay, yeah, that's
so
great.
So I'm working so hard and I'm so jet lagged, I got to play golf.
Oh, and you got to, I got to. Look, yeah, I'd love to come straight home. I'd love to, but I'll be useless to you.
Dakota Fanning in this wonderful. As well. I mean, my goodness. And Sarah Snook, All Her Fault, available now for streaming exclusively on Peacock, 8-episode series. Let's talk about Kids Who Are Found. Drake May.
Oh, dude.
Right? by the way, I love your reaction.
Oh, so stoked.
Dude.
Okay. So stoked.
So now you're born in Massachusetts, raised in Vermont.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And so Patriot fan since birth?
Yeah, full on. Now we live in Connecticut. Like,
well, that's the Mason-Dixon line of
dude,
New York, Boston sports, brother.
I lived in Brooklyn for a long time. I'd be repping Sox hats everywhere. Oh. NYPD guys giving me dirty looks on the platform. You know, like just
right.
not a lot of love there.
Right.
And now we're in Connecticut and, you know, like my kids play hockey. They're little. They're like 6 and 8. They're just getting going.
Okay.
And it's like Rangers Junior, like learn to play. And all the kids are out there and like Rangers get up.
You all right with
and they were like, we can get them a jersey. And I was like, nah, we're going to keep the Bruins ones on. That's all right. Thanks. So, like, it's just two little, like, Bruins kids out there, you know, skating around in a sea of, like, red and blue.
Yeah.
But at least we're far enough out in Connecticut now that people are like, all right, like, it's technically New England.
Right. So you're east of Hartford? Is that where you are?
No, we're in Weston.
Okay,
I know where you are. Anyone wants the address,
I spent 7 years at ESPN, so I know exactly.
Yeah.
Again, like
20 minutes north of Westport.
Right.
Yeah.
So you need to if you're west, you're closer to New York. So that's why. Yeah.
It's understandable. I get why there's a lot of Yankees fans out there.
Okay.
And I do feel like people rightfully so should be a little embarrassed to be Giants and Jets fans, so I don't see a lot of that being repped. You know what I mean?
Just
but like,
let your freak flag fly, Jake Lacy. Okay, yeah. No, but you have every right to feel really good about what's happening.
It's unbelievable.
Cool, Chris. I love that reaction here where I just mentioned Drake May, and you're like,
dude.
Oh, somebody was calling him Drake Maybe for the first couple of games, and I was like, watch it, dude. Just watch what happens.
Drake Maybe. I hadn't heard that one.
Yeah. Cousin Sal came up with Drake Maybe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's not a bad one. I like that.
Well, since he came up with Drake Maybe, he's won 8 in a row.
Yeah, then he's gone on a tear.
It's worked out.
Well, enjoy those words, my man. Just dig in.
It's worked out.
And he's gotten he's in sights of a record that Dan Marino set for a certain age to win as many games in a row with a passer rating as great as it's been.
Oh, that's right. That's
He's tracking down something that Marino did in 1984, which is
I was looking at like what the next 3 games are. Winnable games.
Well,
you know, like
Cincinnati.
We're moving on to Cincinnati.
And
Burrow's taking reps, right? He's got some snaps going.
He's taking reps. Yeah. I think he's playing.
You think he's going?
So Zach Taylor just said that there's no distinction. They're going to wait as long as possible. They have till 4 o'clock tomorrow to remove him and put him on the active list. But he's questionable right
now. Whatever.
All right.
You know, let me ask you this question. How do you think it's going in New England right now when somebody says to Vrabel, They won't say if they're playing Burrow or not. Do you think he's losing sleep about getting ready for Flacco instead?
I mean, Joe Cool. That's, okay, you know,
yeah. Burrow come, but no, this is Burrow's, a pay. This, yeah. Let's linger on your Pats here for a minute because
sure. Yeah.
They look terrific and they are set.
That's so exciting.
They are 100% set. So, did you go to Foxborough when there were just the old, you know, metal seats and stuff like that, or that was still that
no?
That
by
you?
The time I got to go to a game, it was cleaned
okay.
up.
Okay,
but like I used to go to Fenway as a kid, and there was still, I guess it's still there, but like the urinals are just a trough. Yeah. You know,
it's like ancient Rome,
stuff like that. Yes. Yeah, yes, yeah, right. And like. But it was before you could sit on the monster and things like that, yes. Or like, you know, before TD Garden, you know, just like some of that old kind of scuzzy Boston sports.
Fleet Center.
I was born in 86. So like as a kid got the tail end of being like a losing region and then the insanity of the Celtics, the Bruins, the Pats, like winning in the same year.
You know, parades everywhere,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you an obnoxious Patriots fan, New England fan? Be honest, Jake.
No, I don't know that.
Are you a masshole or not?
No. Okay. No, I'm not that far gone, but like we had this discussion in the house, like, you know, my wife is from Eastern PA and then grew up in Jacksonville, you know, after she was 10. So like the Jaguars are also like kicking around in our house a little bit.
Okay.
But we're, you know, boys are born in New York and we're living there. And she was like, let them like support whatever team they want.
No.
And I was like,
no.
They can be whatever they want in this world. They can do whatever they want, love whoever they love. I don't care. But like, it's a non-negotiable. This is a Boston house. Like, I don't know what to tell you. They're Sox fans. Like, there's just no other way this is going to work out on. Like, genuinely, whoever they want to be, whoever they are, let's support it. But like, this is what's happening, and it's worked out. You know what I mean?
So like, I married somebody from New England. Okay.
Okay.
From Boston proper.
Oh yeah.
And so when we our firstborn, who's now 17, we got all sorts of stuff to the house, like Red Sox onesies, Celtics bibs, Patriots. You know.
Love it.
Socks, all that sort of stuff. And I made a one, because I knew I had one peremptory here, because I'm a New Yorker.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
One peremptory. I could remove one from the jury box.
Got it.
And I chose the Red Sox. But that wasn't happening.
You go, I just can't.
So my son, my younger son, because my oldest son is not that much into sports.
Okay.
He's more of an actor. So keep your head on a swivel there.
Yeah. All right,
you know.
Come on down.
So my youngest son will go to college and they'll say, who do you root for? And he'll say, Patriots, Celtics, Yankees. Yeah. And they'll look at him like he has three heads.
Yo, for sure.
But that's it, man.
For sure.
I get you.
One of the first acting jobs I had, this blew me away that, I don't know, in a couple ways. A guy I worked with who became a really good friend. So I'm in the elevator. We're going down to rehearsal. He's got a Yankees hat on. I'm like, all right, guy's from New York. Okay. And the next day I see him and he's got a Red Sox hat on. And I go, what's your deal, dude? Like, what are you doing? And he was like, what are you talking about? I was like, you had a Yankees hat on yesterday, you got a Sox hat on today? And he was like, I grew up in New York, I made a movie in Boston, I like Boston. I was like, you can't do that. And I was so
name this actor.
But he was like,
I want the name of this actor,
Chad. His name's Lucas Calabrune, and he's a wonderful, but the beauty of that story is that he was like, I'm not actually that attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
You have a whole world built around these people and these legacies. I just enjoy baseball. And I was like, my brain was blown.
It melted. Well, I mean, Jason Fowler, he's at the audio board. If you can see him through the television cameras, he's wearing a Dodger hat because he's local and he's a Dodger fan.
Red.
The individual who also sits there is a longtime New Jerseyan. He's from Jersey. And he's been out here for 30 years. And he's a diehard Yankee fan. And that's all, honestly, that's all Del Tufo has been talking about in the 11-year history of this show is Yankees this, Yankees that. Dodgers win last year, beat the Yankees. Hold up the hat that he now wears.
It's going on there?
Exactly.
First of all, who's making those hats?
Right?
Another member of our
staff, RJ Herrera, who will now be hiding.
That's a custom hat?
Yes. Yeah. Made it for him.
And he's customarily destroyed.
We showed that to Will Smith of the Dodgers on a Zoom this week, and even he thought that that was
problematic.
Blasphemy.
Problematic.
You know, Conan, I don't know Conan O'Brien personally, but he was joking about being at like Sox Dodgers games and that he'd been to some in at Fenway and some here, and he was like, Dodgers lost, Sox won, and that all the fans around him were like, good game. That was a good game. You know, like, hey, well, maybe next time. You know, everybody was like, it doesn't work that way. You know what I mean? Then we're like, even if they win, they're like, ah, you thought you were going to come in here?
I heard it. Jake Lacy here on the Rich Eisen Show. Yep. It's great to meet you here. And you are a decent guy. I think we're getting to meet you. And I've heard from people. But this just shows you how great an actor you are. That you would willingly blow up your relationship with Alexandra Daddario on The White Lotus.
Yeah.
That is weird.
What was the script? I was like, are we sure about this? Are we sure this is
right? Sure, my character would do that.
There's room for a rewrite. We haven't shot yet. Maybe he's just cool about whatever she wants to do because she's way out of his league. Are we sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
You didn't sidebar with Mike White on that one? In any way, shape, or form?
No. Mike is such a genius little, like, he's playing on this other level. We shot the whole thing. Then we get
in Hawaii, right?
Yeah, in Maui at the Four Seasons. Yeah, that was wild. It's November 2020. So,
wow.
You know, sure. Lockdowns and quarantine times and tests every day and face shield. Like, it just is crazy.
So, there was no hanging out on the White Lotus set when it's all done.
No, and there's no guests at the hotel. Like, it's no one's there.
It's like The Shining?
Yeah, a little bit. Wow. With less like axe work and less like, give me the bat. You know, like a little less of that.
Because I don't remember Scatman Crothers being in the first season of White Lotus. Okay, very good.
Less like, you know, no women in my tub skin.
Nice. No twins in the hallway.
But then halfway through, they had to kind of adjust the quarantine times because the entire economy of Hawaii was going to collapse without tourism.
Sure.
So even though COVID situation hadn't changed, like the regulations changed, which meant now there's guests at the hotel. And so where previously we'd been walking around in this bubble, now there's paying people there who no one was going to say, like, put your mask on. But also the union stuff was like, if anyone tests positive, even a false positive, like they quarantine for 10 days.
Yeah, I remember, man.
So it was like a weird, you're living in like three different realities and we couldn't leave the hotel. So that was... Anyway, so we film all this stuff, then we do press later, and Mike is like, he just goes, oh, I thought it'd be funny to show a body in the first episode and then not show it again until the end because all these TV shows are so obsessed with, like, you got to have a body, there's got to be a death. And it's a commentary on, like, narrative media landscape right now. And I was like, where was this 6 months ago? Like, that's insane. I thought we were... satirizing, you know, the wealthy or the way that money influences relationships and in all forms.
Yeah.
But you're also making a comment on the stories we tell and why we tell them that way all at the same time, which that's, I don't know, I just think he's...
Damn.
He's, yeah, it was awesome. Yeah.
Were you surprised at how much of a massive hit that this became and it's now... launched a massive franchise?
Man, we were making it and I thought, this is really cool. You know, we were all really excited. I hadn't seen anything like it. But I've been on stuff where I thought, this is really cool. And then whatever, you see the edit or whatever happens between what you think you're making and what the product is, and you go, that's not quite it. That's a little short of what we thought we were doing here. And this was the opposite, where I thought, like, this is really cool. And then they sent, you know, the cast or whatever, the first episodes cut together and edited. And I was like, whoa, this is twice as good as I thought. I mean, this is amazing. Between even just that music, the music coming in and panning across the wallpaper and all that stuff. I was like, this is amazing. If I wasn't on it, I'd be so pissed I wasn't on it.
Yes.
You know, like I'd be calling somebody to go like, how do I get on this? Why didn't I know about that thing? Like, yeah, it was so exciting. But you can never guess. You can never know. Like, anyone who goes like, people are going to love it, you're like, you don't know what you're talking
about. It's more than love, too. I mean, and it also, there's no show on TV that makes something that looks so idyllic look like a facade, that there's always something bubbling beneath the surface that's not great.
Yes.
And I got to be honest, watching that first season, I was so pissed with your character. I was just angry. I'm like, what is this dude's malfunction? So you did a great job, Jay.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
I mean,
this guy's such a D-bag. Yeah, what is his deal?
When she's crying and like breaking up with you, and I'm like, yeah, finally, you know, like I was angry.
This does happen though, where people are like, people will speak to me that I don't know that are like, well, that guy's a real problem, and I can't help but be like. Well, they didn't give him the right room. I will say that. You know, like, and they sort of think it's a bit. You know what I mean? They're like, he's playing into it. And I'm like, no, for real. Like, it's $20,000 a night for that room, and they gave him the wrong room. So
his mother set it up.
Yeah, I mean, she wants to write freelance, but for $200? he has a point. He's not kind, but it does if you just run the numbers. No.
Don't think you have much of a leg to stand on, Jake.
No.
How much office do you get when you're walking around?
Sometimes people still are like, plop. And I'm like, oh, man. You know, like, I'm so happy to have... It was my favorite show. I couldn't believe I got to be on it, and I was like...
Season 9, right? That's what you're on?
Yeah.
Okay. And, the new gym?
Right, that's tacked on right at the end. Yeah, to the point where they were like, you know, we might do a season 10 if you and Clark really have some chemistry. And, like, three episodes in, they came on when we were doing the bus episode with Bryan Cranston, and they were like, bad news, gang. We're gonna wrap it up. Clark and I were both like... Guess we didn't really have the juice. guess they didn't see a future with us, huh? Whoops.
Wow.
Yeah, people do still say plop, which is like a nickname that character didn't want.
Right.
You know, and to get it now, 10 years later on the street.
Has that happened with your 6 and your 4-year-old around? Yet.
Oh, where people
come up to you and publicly say plop to you, which is a word that I think a young child might delight in unless it's directed at dad.
That's really funny. No, I've not thought of that. Well,
that's going to happen, pal. You know, that's coming.
Politely come up and said, hey, I saw you in the thing. Yeah. And my kids are like, what's going on? I'm like, oh, they've seen some work I've done and try to like normalize it.
Of course.
And also just be... regular, you know, not make a thing, right?
Sure.
But no, I hadn't thought about that at some point
get ready,
like,
pal,
plop, you know. And they're like, what is that?
Like, well, sit down.
I was accused
got a story.
Of taking dumps. A character I played was unjustly accused of pooping all the time, and that legacy is now
yours.
Will follow me to the grave.
It's yours. It's not yours.
Not yours.
Own it.
Yeah, yours. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Own it.
Yep.
Oh, man.
I'd love to. Let's end on that note. Let me ride off into the sunset.
Well, actually, I guess since we're on the potty subject before, we got about a minute left. Did you like our green room commode? The sign that's right
job.
There? Yeah.
Do your job. But like,
yeah,
I don't have any bladder issues, but I can imagine a person who's maybe having a hard time or a little backed up seeing that sign and being like, I'm trying. You know, like, I'm doing my best.
Don't
Bill.
You think that was the reaction of many patriots for two decades?
Oh my God.
To the do your job? Like, I got it. We understand.
To not want to hear the excuse of being like,
I'm doing my
best. A 300-pound man is forcing me into the dirt, Bill. I'm doing my best. Right. Like, he's like, just do it. Just do your job.
Yeah, there it is. That's what greets our guests.
I love it. I was so excited. Turned the corner and was like, ho, I'm home.
Little taste of home. All Her Fault, available now for streaming exclusively on Peacock. 8-episode series. Check it out as soon as you can. Anytime you're around, you want to come back here, let's hang.
Not scheduled, just...
Anytime. Just knock on the door.
Okay. Pop in.
You guys hanging?
Hollywood Tower, then here.
Sunset Tower.
Sunset Tower.
Yeah, let's get a table for
you. Yeah, we'll have Dimitri sit you.
Oh, the best. Came out of retirement.
He did indeed.
Yeah.
Don't worry, we'll explain the story when we come back. Right here on the Rich Eisen Show, Jake Lacy, right, everybody. Jake.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having
me. Back, we'll talk about Joe Burrow and his readiness to do his job coming up.
As you know, managing maintenance, repair, and operations is never easy. But for the ones who always rise to the challenge, Grainger has your back. From professional-grade products you can count on to fast, dependable delivery, they're there to help you keep things running smoothly. Plus, their technical product specialists are here to help answer your toughest questions. And because Grainger knows safety is always a priority, they're committed to being your partner in protecting both your people and your facilities. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
We all love a legendary comeback, and Degree Original Cool Rush is back and better than ever. Cool Rush isn't just a scent, it's a movement, a fan favorite that delivers bold, fresh vibes and all-day sweat protection. Whether you have a man that spends hours in the gym, heads into the office early, or is just trying to stay fresh on a long day, Cool Rush has their back. Head to your local Walmart or Target and grab Degree Cool Rush, the fan favorite scent from the world's number one antiperspirant brand.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Take the next step forward in your career with great benefits and an award-winning workplace. Apply at careers.progressive.com. All right, so we were referring to it in the interview with Patriot fan actor Jake Lacy, who's just leaving our studio right now. I think Joe Burrow's going. Zach Taylor, when asked about it today, said, "I feel comfortable waiting as long as we can with this decision." And that Burrow's done everything he can to try to make himself ready to go.
Feels like Joe should take another week,
says the Patriot fan.
Why rush it?
He's going, pal. I mean, the Cincinnati Bengals are in dire straits right now. Season is 100% on life support. They're going to have to make a massive run to the playoffs.
Yeah, they got to win out.
Right, and the best way to do that is Burrow. And Burrow didn't work his ass off from surgery in between weeks 2 and 3 and then watch them lose every game but one since that week 2, only to have him at 3-7 not get on the field if he is physically ready to go. And he's been a full participant in practice all week long. T. Higgins had this to say when he was asked at his locker yesterday about Burrow's readiness and how he looks. Hit it.
Are you expecting him to play Sunday?
I wouldn't be surprised. You know, I don't know. I asked him yesterday and he just looked at me like this. But I don't know. So I guess only he knows.
The way he's practicing, does he look like a guy that could play on Sunday?
For sure. Yeah, he's practicing like he was week 1. So
that look that he gave you, I guess, I don't know. I guess it could
go. I don't
know
what that look meant, but I assume good.
Well, if he looked good throwing the past couple of days, yeah, that's
man,
good.
And Joe's been looking outstanding, man. He's slinging it deep. Short routes, everything's been pretty good.
The look for our radio and podcast listening audience, the way I took it was like
come on, bro. Of course.
You're asking me, like, right, did you not just practice with me?
Right.
Do you not know me well enough by now? Like, why would you even ask?
So last year the Bengals were 4-8 and then won the last 5.
Right.
Obviously missed the playoffs. They're 3-7 right now.
They were that team, don't let them in the tournament, as I think what I said prior to that week 18. Don't let them in if you're the AFC. Right. Defensively, it's just, listen. They still have the same worse than last year. They have the same problems they had in going 2-0, which was can't protect Burrow, yeah. Can't stop the opposition. I mean, that's the same issues. If they can't protect Burrow and they can't stop Drake May, then it'll be a wrap. And then Burrow will come back and at least, you know, let's, you know, knock on wood here that he remains healthy and will at least be able to settle in on a Thanksgiving night and watch the Bengals fully constituted with Ja'Marr Chase back against a Ravens team that needs to win the game. That is, that's at least for our purposes as viewers on a Thanksgiving night, not wanting to talk politics at the table anymore, you know?
Talk fantasy instead.
There you go. I mean, so he's playing. I fully agree with everything else that I'm hearing and seeing.
Can they turn it around, though?
That's the question.
No, of course not.
Well, I mean, defensively, not over. Stop the Patriots, and then offensively, protect this man. Mm-hmm. Protect him.
At all costs.
Correct. Because it can be very costly if not.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.